A little sweet. Now, they don't usually put a mean person on the voice, on that radio. Do you understand that? It's a very pleasant voice. Turn left, turn left, and turn left! You know what I'm saying? Very gentle voice. You know, they don't have anything real great. You know, it's just, turn left. You know, that little voice, turn left. Talk to this person. This person's ready to receive Christ as Savior. Would you talk to him today? Would you listen to him today? Would you? See, there's opportunities like this. You and I have opportunities in our everyday life like this. If we'll begin to listen to the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God will begin to speak to us when we're in Walmart. The Spirit of God will begin to speak to us when we're driving down the road. The Spirit of God will begin to speak to us on our job. And let's say, talk to this person. Ask this person about that. And see, we can listen, and the Spirit of God will guide us to where places are ready, where people are ready. Amen? Now let's go to Matthew chapter 9, and I'll start closing here. Actually, Matthew chapter 10. In Matthew chapter 10, let's start there, Matthew 9. Let's just read it real quick. We're just going to read the very end of it, and then I'm going to read it to you in a different version. Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. This is after the account that we read there in John chapter 4. It says, Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, verse 36, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. The very next verse, you read this, and a lot of translations actually start with and. They actually say, and Jesus called his 12 disciples to him, and he gave them authority to drive out impure spirits, to heal every disease and sickness. It goes on to list the names of them. And I'm going to read in verse 5 here from the Message version. Matthew chapter 10, verse 5, it says, Jesus sent his 12 harvest hands out with this charge. Don't begin by traveling to some far-off place to convert unbelievers. Don't try to be dramatic by tackling some public enemy. Go to the lost, confused people right here in the neighborhood. I don't live in Houston, Mississippi. I'm only here for 14 hours today, I think. But I can imagine there's probably some lost, confused people right here in the neighborhood. I mean, this is who Jesus is sending his 12 out, and this is where he's telling them to go. He says, you don't have to go to France. You can go with us if God calls you. Come on. Partner with us. If not, help us go. But you don't have to go there. So you don't have to get a passport to go to Chickasaw County. You don't have to get a passport to go to Pontotoc City. You don't have to get a passport to go to Tupelo. You can just go there. He says, go to the lost, confused people right here in the neighborhood and tell them that the kingdom is here. Bring health to the sick, raise the dead, touch the untouchables, kick out the demons. You've been treated generously, so live generously. Verse 9, this is again in the Message. It says, don't think you have to put on a fundraising campaign before you start. You don't need a lot of equipment. You are the equipment. And all you need to keep going is three meals a day, travel light. When you enter a town or village, don't insist on staying in a luxury place. Get a modest place with some modest people. Verse 12, when you knock on a door, be courteous in your greeting. If they welcome you, be gentle in your conversation. If they don't welcome you, quietly withdraw. Don't make a scene, shrug your shoulders and be on your way. Stay alert, verse 16, this is hazardous work I'm assigning to you. You're going to be like sheep running through a wolf pack. So don't call attention to yourself. Be as cunning as a snake, inoffensive as a dove. You know, another translation say, be as wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. I was looking at this one time. The Lord said the problem with Christians a lot of times with us is instead of being wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove, sometimes we are dumb as a bird and mean as a snake. Sometimes we kind of mix those out. You know what I'm saying? We want to take the Bible and whoop somebody with it. You know, I'm going to tell you something here. You know, I'm coming in. I didn't do that with Anna and Taco Bell. Kara didn't do that with the girl in the laundromat. I can't believe you're thinking about leaving your husband. You know, no. Wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. See, if you watch a serpent does not overpower its prey. You don't see like lions. If you ever watch the Discovery Channel, you see the lions, they'll get in a pack and they'll go chase down an animal that's much bigger than them. And you got one over here and one over here and one over here, and they'll jump on them. They'll all bring them down together. Snakes don't do that. Snakes can only take something in that's smaller than them. Make sense? So you don't see a snake. So a snake's not going to try to attack you to eat you. So, man, not like an alligator. You know what I'm saying? I'm from Louisiana. We have alligators. Alligator will attack you to eat you if you're hungry enough. You know, snakes don't do that. A snake also will get right up on that mouse. That mouse is there just eating some corn. Next thing you know, the lights go out.
Next thing you know, hard to move.
Oh, I'm in a snake's belly. You know, before they even known anything, they're gone. You see what I'm saying? It's like that too. We don't have to come out and just hey, I'm here to eat you. You know, that's what snakes don't do that. But we can come out and we can just wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. Notice I asked her first, has anyone ever told you how much God loved you? I didn't say, are you a sinner? I didn't say you're going to hell. I didn't do anything else. Got right up there too. I made a connection with her first. Does that make sense? See, wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. But Jesus said, you don't have to start some big fundraising campaign. To get to France, it's expensive. It costs, you know, anywhere from $500 or $300 at the very cheapest, up to as much as $1,000 for one plane ticket. We got to have five of them. See, that takes money. But again, just going from here to Pontotoc, here to Houston, just a little bit of money. I could walk there if I need to. You know what I'm saying? They're here. Lost, confused people right here in the neighborhood. Now one thing, and this is, as I was praying here this morning, I knew that God wanted me to share on John 4 and talk about some of these things. I said, Lord, what specifically for this church this morning? What specifically for us here this morning? And the two things that I heard him say was listen to the Holy Ghost. Listen to the Holy Ghost. Mark Hankins' dad used to tell him, if you listen, the Holy Ghost will make you look like a genius. I mean, because he knows the end from the beginning, right? And the second thing he said is, now's the time. Now is the time. Now is the time. See, I didn't have to go and prepare or go pray to go talk to that girl in Taco Bell. Kara didn't have to pray, go home and fast and pray for a couple days before she talked to that woman about your laundry. I mean, about your dirty laundry. You're about to get divorced. You know, before she did that. See, we're already ready. You and I are the equipment because we're saved. We're filled with the Holy Ghost. We've got the Word of God. You know, I heard all of the different people this morning sharing different things. I came in here and there was three different Sunday schools going on. You hear everybody, and everybody got to preaching at the same time. It's pretty cool, you know, hearing all this stuff going on. And you know, you've got that. All of you, if you've been into Brother Jimmy's ministry, Miss Cora's ministry for any length of time, you've got the Word of God on the inside of you that the world needs. Amen. And it's great to encourage one another. We need to come together once a week, twice a week with one another, encourage one another. But we need to take this word out there today, not tomorrow, not next week, not another time, not something else, but today. All right. And this is specifically what I felt like this morning is that, you know, when we got there to France, and this is nothing on us, it's just the anointing that's on us. When we got there to France, they said, you can't do it. You can't have a church. You can't do this. You can't do this. So we got there, and within, you know, they've been saying that for years and years and years. And we've got there within 2 years of us being there, we've got a church. They said it can't be done. It's there. There's an anointing on us to start works. There's an anointing on us to start churches in Europe. This is the first one. It took us a little under 2 years to get it done. The next one will take me 2 weeks. I mean, we've got it figured out now. Now, next time, it'll go much, much faster.